Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. For those who are new, welcome. For those who are familiar with how we roll, welcome back. Your presence has a purpose. You are here for a reason. I'm so glad to have you here. We always have a cup of tea next to us. Before we get started with our proverb of the day, Le Zai Ci Zong. To take pleasure in something. Side note, I do have an Instagram page for you guys, at Yin Chao with me. I post daily life motivational quotes there, boost your spirits, lift up your confidence, and more importantly, there's a whole community, a supportive community. I would love for you to check it out and show some love over there. You may notice a lot of times with the Chinese culture, the use of wordplay, riddles, stories from past legends. Fish has become a favorite subject for painters. You see, fish, they have a plump body, round eyes. They are a frequent symbol for riches and abundance because it sounds similar to the word surplus, abundance. You. Speaking of abundance, fish reproduce quickly in nature. Legend says that koi fish swam upstream through waterfalls, obstacles, to jump over the dragon gate that was located at the top of the mountain against strong currents and travel upstream with power, determination. Finally reached to the top, it transformed into a dragon. Prosperity, good fortune is often used as good luck, and longevity. People will give a married couple fish charm to grow old together. Unity. During the Chinese Spring Festival, fish is often prepared and to be left uneaten. Any food that is left over will be brought for the next following year. In Buddhism, fish symbolizes freedom of movement in water. After all, life does begin with water. Water is the source of life. This reminded me of Proverbs, giving a man a fish versus teaching him how to fish. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. If you give a hungry man a fish, then his hunger is satisfied, but only for a short period of time. Whereas if you teach a person how to fish, this useful skill, in the long run, he can always eat for a lifetime. There is no longer the need for someone to do it because he already knows how to do it. They always say practice makes perfect. You will find many drawings and paintings of fish being depicted in art. Fish is a symbol of abundance, prosperity, longevity, fertility. Without further ado, I will see you on the other side.